You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG. Tonight, the University Singers will be performing a concert called With a Poet's Eye. It's music inspired by poetry and painting. And I'm pleased to welcome into our studios the 2008 Texas Poet Laureate, Larry Thomas, and our NMSU Music Department Chair, Lon Chaffin, to talk about this concert and the and music that's inspired by poetry and art. Welcome to you both.
Thanks. It's good
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
So, Lon Chaffin, why don't you just give us an overview of how this concert came to be? Because it's, well, we've got David Clement conducting the University Singers, and his wife is an art historian. So I understand there may have been some collaboration there.
Absolutely. David came to me last semester and with the idea of performing choral music based on poetry and visual art, paintings. I told him that I'd worked with a poet from Texas several years ago, back in 2008, and gave David a copy of one of Larry's books. David took the book, read several pieces, and came back to me and said, "Why don't you write me a piece? Write a piece for the choir." One of the poems that that Larry had that we had used in another performance. Is a poem based on Georgia O'Keeffe's painting From the Faraway Nearby. And David liked the poem and said, why don't you write a piece based on this poem? So I contacted Larry. Larry said, absolutely. And so we got started on that. And the more we talked about it, the more we decided to make this more of a cross-discipline event. We invited Larry to come to read some of his poetry and got the Honors College involved. We had a poetry reading last night at the Honors College. And, of course, with David's connection to the art department with his wife, they started pulling photographs of paintings to go along with the music. And so several of the pieces tonight, most of the pieces tonight, have a corresponding painting and or poem. So anyway, it's going to be a hoot.
I think it is, and it's music that ranges from Monteverdi all the way to you and other contemporary composers like Libby Larson. So and you also last year also participated in the Contemporary Music Festival with music that involved video and images.
Yes.
And photographs. So this is something that clearly is right up your alley.
It's fun. Absolutely.
I was speaking with Lon Chaffin, composer and head of our music department, and Larry D. Thomas is also with us, who was, let me give a little bit of the biographical information. We'll talk about poetry and his love of art and music. Larry Thomas is a member of the Texas Institute of Letters and served as the 2008 Texas Poet Laureate. He has published 20 collections of poems, the most recent of which is Uncle Ernest. And among many awards and prizes, he has received two Texas Review Poetry Prizes, the 2004 Violet Crown Book Award, a Western Heritage Award, a Poets Prize, 5 Pushcart Prize nominations, and his new and selected poems was shortlisted for the National Book Award. Welcome, Larry Thomas.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, as I heard last night at your wonderful poetry reading, writing poetry inspired by paintings and also about music is one of the many inspirations that really fuels you.
Absolutely. I would say for 25 years or more, I have frequently written poems triggered by paintings, individual work of art. And I did not, although I've written for many, many years poems based on paintings, I didn't learn until about 6 or 7 years ago that these poems are ekphrastic poems, which is an interesting word that just means a poem based upon a work of art in another genre, generally a painting. I've been a serious admirer of the visual arts my entire adult life, an avid museum goer, and writing ekphrastic poetry is one way I have of attempting to enter the mind of the painter, and I just thoroughly enjoy doing that.
So I have to tell you, because you asked last night, when, you know, were other people aware of the word ekphrastic? I learned it about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a newcomer to that. I've heard it, but somebody mentioned, I was talking to somebody on the phone, and he said, well, it's an ekphrastic poem. And I was like quickly Googling that word while we were talking. Poem inspired by art or some art form. So tell us a little bit about this painting by Georgia O'Keeffe that you wrote a poem about that then Lon Chafin has now set to music.
Yes. A lot of people really aren't cognizant of this, but Miss O'Keeffe developed her passion for the Southwest, not, oddly enough, at Ghost Ranch, but in Canyon, Texas, which is just south of Amarillo and almost on the rim of the Palo Duro Canyon. So I find that fascinating because her connection to northern New Mexico is so very strong. And the first time I observed her paintings, I was in awe of what she did with skulls, particularly. How she seemed to be so intrigued by their having a lasting grace and outliving not only herself, but possibly mankind in general. And I also love the way she has become synonymous with a region. Very few artists are successful in doing that. And I love to visit her wonderful museum every time I visit Santa Fe. So Miss O'Keeffe's work really speaks to me.
And so I'm assuming then you've written poetry about a number of her paintings, not just the one that will be heard tonight.
Absolutely. I would say five or six poems.
Well, you also mentioned that you're a lover of classical music, and you have a beautiful poem that I would love for you to read to our listeners, for our listeners, that combines a lot of the terminology that one might hear in classical music with a very different subject matter. Can you tell us about it and then read us the poem, or vice versa?
Yes. For probably 40 years, when I compose my poems, I do so to the music of Beethoven. And people say, well, why do you do that? And of course, answering it is very difficult. I absolutely adore his music, and there's something about the power and the rhythmic quality that I seem to absorb when I'm at my best in my own compositions.
So when you're actually writing, you've got the music on.
Yes, and I play his entire recorded oeuvre. I mean, pretty much in a random manner. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to work. So I love music as I do painting. Alzheimer's. She first heard its onset in the sudden staccato rhythm of her speech, in the gradual diminishing of brilliant memory from chord to arpeggio. Though largely confined to the minimalist composition of her nursing home room, she still insists that the aide help her daily with a black gown and wrap her hair in a bun. Positioned on her bench, with the straight-backed posture she assumed as a concert pianist, she sits at her only window and watches the diminuendo of light from afternoon to evening, evening to dusk, and dusk to the endlessly repeated etude of the night. Each of her long, slender fingers swaying like the winding down needle of a metronome. Alzheimer's.
Thank you. That was a poem read by and written by Larry Thomas, one of my guests today on Intermezzo. I read, Larry, that you started writing poetry when you were in the Navy. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. After I received my degree in English literature, intending to pursue graduate studies and hopefully teach English at the college level, I received a draft notice in the 60s and was given 30 days within which I could report to the Army or volunteer to enroll in another or enlist in another branch of the military. So I chose the Navy since I'm an ocean person as well as desert. And I never really thought about being a poet. I always loved poetry, and it was my favorite part of literature in my undergraduate studies, but I never thought about writing poetry myself until one evening in Norfolk, Virginia, during my military service, when I was inspired by roosting birds, thousands of them, and a gorgeous sunset. And I was compelled to get a pen and paper and jot something down, and I've been hooked ever since.
And that's so interesting because birds are a big part of your poetic work as well. I know you've got lots of poems inspired by different kinds of birds.
Yes, I do. So from when I first started writing poetry up until very recently, I've written about birds.
So that was an unexpected turn in your life, and you've kept it up all these years, and now you are retired and working as a full-time poet.
Yes, I am, and having the fun of my life.
Yeah,
as difficult as it is, it's a lot of fun.
Something not many people get to do. So what's it like to have a poem set to music?
It's something I would have never anticipated. I mean, loving music as I do, and especially classical music, and to be invited by Lon to, you know, questioned about whether it would be okay for him to set one of my poems to choral music was quite overwhelming. This is a very exciting moment in my artistic career to be part of this.
Now, Lon, when you were composing, were you in touch with Larry asking him, you know, at any point, or is this going to be a total surprise for him tonight, or both?
It will probably be a total surprise. Of course, I write at the computer, keyboard, you know, piano keyboard and computer, and the computer plays back what I'm, you know, inputting. Unfortunately, the computer doesn't sing, so any playback for this piece was strictly, you know, computer generated and not really something that I wanted to put out for the public to hear. So tonight will be the first time Larry hears the piece. I've heard the choir work on it, and so it'll really be the first time I hear the whole piece put together and, you know, in one shot. So we're both going to be pleasantly surprised, I think, tonight when the choir sings.
Now, will there also be an image of the George O'Keefe painting?
I believe so.
Yes, it will.
All right, so we get three very different expressions, but coming from her original inspiration.
Exactly.
Yeah, very interesting sort of chain of inspiration, painting to poem to vocal work. Larry, tell us a little bit about your process. You've told us that you listen to Beethoven while you're writing, but do you sit down every day and no matter whether a poem comes or not, or do you practice this as a kind of discipline, or is it more casual?
That's a very interesting question that I'm asked quite frequently. When I first started writing poetry, I believed that inspiration needed to precede the initial part of the composition process, but I absolutely do not believe that's the case any longer. I really think those of us who are creative types are forever inspired. It's just part of our basic being, and what a lot of people find difficulty learning is that it's there, ever present, and it's a matter of learning how to tap into it. That's the secret. I will often start by just a single image around which I think I can build a poem, and I write 4 to 5 days a week, and I hardly ever know in advance of beginning the writing process what it's going to be about that day. So It's terrifying in a way, but lots of fun just taking that plunge.
Uh-huh. And when you're on the road, do you carry a notebook with you?
Yes, I do. We always have a pencil nearby and something to write on, because we don't want to lose a phrase or an image that comes out of nowhere.
And then sometimes you'll take that back.
Absolutely. We may use it later.
Do you teach poetry?
No, I don't. No. I don't. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, I had a career in adult criminal justice for 31 years and social service. So I paid my bills by doing that, and then saved my weekends, enjoyed my weekends with my creative work.
Well, and that's impressive, because you've got a tremendous output for somebody who was working in an entirely different field.
Yes, so. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of hard work, but a lot of fun for sure.
I've been speaking with Larry Thomas. He's was the Poet Laureate. I guess, are you always called a Poet Laureate after you've been at once?
You really keep the title Laureate for life, but you have your 1 year during which you're the reigning Laureate. So it won't be too confusing.
Poet Laureate Larry Thomas and Lon Chaffin, head of our music department and composer. The concert with music inspired by poetry and painting, it's called With a Poet's Eye, is tonight at the Atkinson Recital Hall at 7:30. It's free. It's with the University Singers. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.